Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. Today we are going to be connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides and offering guidance and support based on what you're going through right at this time. I'm medium Michelle Sacatelli. I have been a medium this entire life. I have been working with my spirit guides to help people, you know, achieve their own inner strength and balance and peace, as well as learning to develop their own spiritual gifts. And I use the word gift, but I don't actually like to use the word gift. I prefer the word ability. And because the reason I believe this is because I don't feel anyone that is a medium or a psychic or whatever is actually gifted. I feel that we all have abilities in this life that we have, you know, we might notice as strengths when we're younger. And if we choose to develop those strengths, they become skills, and we can always carry this with us no matter what. So, you know, anything that I do on this show or anything I do in this life, it's not something that you couldn't eventually do. So I feel like it's important not to place, you know, people that are doing this kind of work on a pedestal or thinking that, you know, it's something that they were given, because I feel like we do work for it. Some might disagree with this idea, but I do feel that we work for it and develop it and, you know, have to put the effort in order to achieve the level of ability that we are going to eventually have. So we're going to take some calls today. We're going to see what's going on in your life and see if we can do anything to help you, you know, kind of navigate through your own personal healing process or to help you get on track with what you need at this time. Let's take our first caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Tony.
Tony. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Are you calling to ask a question or about something in your life right now?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on?
I'd just like to get some insight on an interview that I had on Monday. Let's see how,
okay.
A job interview.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, how do you feel it went? How do you, like, trust your instincts? How do you feel?
I thought it went really well.
Okay. And you haven't heard back yet, though?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to connect with your energy, but you have to remember that with questions regarding things like jobs and relationships, spirit can mostly only provide guidance because they can't tell you without a shadow of a doubt what someone else's free will choice is going to be. So if you're asking, oh, is this employer going to absolutely employ me? They can't really say that because it's a free will choice we have. So I'm happy to connect with your energy, Tony, and see what your guides say, but I don't know what it's going to be. Okay. So I just want you to relax. Inhaling
sure.
deeply through your nose. I'm sorry. Okay. Inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling
sure.
slowly through your mouth. And just try to relax, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tony. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first thing I'm noticing is that, to me it feels like this sinking feeling. Like you feel like you did well, but you kind of are worried that it's not going to happen. Is that what, kind of what you're feeling right now?
Yeah, that kind of passed my mind at points.
Right. And so I do feel one of your guides coming forward today, Tony, and I feel like they're are you interested in spirit guides at all? Do you want to know about yours? Sometimes people just want the information. They don't actually want to know about their guides. So I'd like to ask, like, do you have an interest in knowing who one of your spirit guides are?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay. So the guide that's coming forward for you today, Tony, is your guardian. And these guides, if you've listened to my show before, and if not, I'll just give a quick rundown of how I view guides. They're spirits that have been with us for our entire lives. They've helped us through all of the situations that we're here to currently experience. And they have a wealth of knowledge because they've been here many times and they've had this experience. So each of them has a different kind of role in our lives, and guardians tend to help us with, you know, keeping us as safe as possible, helping us to get through situations that we have to go through, and also to avoid situations that we don't necessarily need to experience. I do feel that your guardian is showing himself as a male vibration. And when I say what they show me as, it only means that this is an appearance they choose. We don't have a set appearance or age or anything like that in spirit, but they do this simply because it helps us in the physical world to feel more connected with them while we're here. So I do feel that he's showing himself as, he looks Chinese to me, and I feel like he's showing himself very kind of traditional, like kind of way back when. I don't feel like he's showing himself in the last century or so. And I feel with him that he's very young in the face. He's got very short hair, and I feel like he's got a lot of energy. He's got like this warrior type of energy that I often recognize with guardians. And it doesn't mean that he's violent in any which way. It just means that he's strong and protective, and that's just part of who he is. I'm going to see if I can get his name for you. Hold on. I'm just writing it down. Sometimes the names can be a little difficult. Okay. Okay, so the name I wrote down was Lopo Chu, L-O-P-O, and then a space, and then C-H-U. And I feel he's calling himself Lopo. I feel like Lopo's coming forward today, and he really wants you to... Okay, he's saying that you... Okay. So he's giving me the impression that you have the tendency to kind of... You're hard on yourself before you have a reason to be. Does that make sense to you? Or you're kind of overthinking and overanalyzing, and did I say this the way I wanted to, or you know, did it come out the way I intended for it to come out? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so he's trying to give you what he's showing me, like, well, what he physically has me doing is almost like I'm getting tense in the shoulder area, and it's like I'm leaning forward more and more, and it's almost like he's showing me that you get tense like this, and he's trying to push you back so that you can remember to kind of relax and sit back and just kind of let go of the things that you can't control. Regarding that specific job, I'm asking him now, and I feel like, okay, well, what the actual visual I'm seeing is him like nodding his head. So I feel like there's a lot of positive energy there. I feel like there's a good, you know, it's a good possibility that they will choose you, but I can't possibly say for certain simply because there's so many, you know, factors that could go into that. If something changes over the weekend, or you know, there's so many things. So I would say, feel positive about it, but also let it go because you can't control what happens from this point on regarding it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, good. And so what I feel like he's trying to encourage you is to try to just be more in the moment for the rest of the weekend. Just, you know, I feel like you're not going to hear, I don't feel like you're going to hear back this weekend, but I do feel like it's coming, and I do feel like whatever happens with that specific interview or those employers, I do feel a future ahead of you with that. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So try to relax and let go and just let it be. Because anything you do further is not going to help it. I just feel like you need to let it go and just let it be, and just be willing and open to whatever comes to you at that time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tony. I hope this helps you a little bit. It helps you to relax a bit this weekend while you're waiting. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess the guardian that I have, is he always that name, or does he have like different names?
Well, the thing is with spirit guides is that they'll give me a name and I'll relay that to you. But if you feel like you've been hearing a name or calling them a different name, they don't mind that. The name that they provide even for me isn't their actual, like we all have a spirit name, but seldom will actually come forward with that. They usually choose a name based on the appearance that they're showing us. So it has a lot to do with what, you know, the previous lives they've had and stuff like that. So you can call him that, or you can call him Steve, whatever you want, just as long as you know that, you know, this is the name I'm calling my guardian, and you know, this will help you to feel that connection with them. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay,
Tony. Well,
thank
I hope
you.
This helps you have a better weekend. Okay. And so many blessings.
Definitely.
To
thank
you.
Thank you so
best
much.
Wishes for your job. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes they will give a bit of information. I if I see a guide nodding, or kind of I feel like a positive energy about a question like that, I give exactly what I get. I cannot be the person filtering the messages. I don't have that right. So I have to give what I get and let it go. So if I feel positive energy for it and someone doesn't get the job, but they are, you know, are made aware of another job with that company or something like that, it all works out at the end. But it, you know, sometimes the road is a bit bumpier than we might think it's going to be. So we just have to kind of relax and let go of situations when there's free will choices with other people. I mean, obviously we have to do our part. We have to, you know, with regards to jobs, we have to get ourselves out there. We have to be willing to, you know, make the effort to obtain that job. But then we also have to let go of the part we cannot control and, you know, kind of let it be until it's time to take more action. Okay, we're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I've been better.
Okay, well, fair enough. So is there something that you want to ask about specifically today, or are you just looking for a message?
Yeah, I do. I guess more or less I'm looking for some guidance. My
Okay, absolutely.
I've kind of recently discovered that my boyfriend has somewhat of a drinking problem, and it's rapidly progressed over the last few weeks. And
Wow. Okay.
this past week, it's just like magnified to the
Okay.
fullest extent, I think. And honestly, my intuition is telling me that he's got, I know like a lot of his issues, with his personal feelings and, feelings of failure and things of that nature. But I'm feeling as though something probably happened this week that he just doesn't feel good about, and I feel like he's holding on to it instead of being open about it. And I feel like it's causing him to more or less push me away rather than let me support him. And so I'm looking for some guidance as to how to go about it, or what to do or not to
Okay.
do.
Right. No, and I'm sorry to hear that the situation is obviously going to have an impact on both of you. And it sounds like what he's trying to do is to numb whatever he doesn't want to feel. So he's drinking more and more, and that's very unfortunate. But what you have done so far is wonderful. You've been supportive. You've made yourself available to listen. You've, encouraged him to trust you to, bring forward whatever's going on. Sometimes the hardest part, especially in a situation like this, is being willing to have the patience to wait until they're ready to talk about it or ready to be more open and honest about what's going on. However, if he's getting to a point where it's clearly affect like if I don't know if he's working right now, but if it's affecting his job, affecting his days, he can't function, then it's gotten to a point where you're going to have to make decisions. What are you willing to and willing not to accept with regards to, what's going on inside your relationship? For you, you said that it's only been going on for, well, a few weeks. Do you feel like he was hiding it before that, or do you feel like it's only been a few weeks that this has been going on?
No, I feel like it has been a battle since his dad died like 20 years ago, but I didn't know the extent of it. I just, over the last couple of months, I've kind of realized the extent of it. And then he lost a job. After he lost a job, it just seemed to get progressively worse. I mean, he has a job, he has another job, and,
Right.
it's a good one. But it also leaves him the ability to continue the drinking, and I know he feels really bad about it, and he feels like he had a purpose. God saved his life a couple of years ago and has kept him from getting in, lifelong trouble, and he's trying to figure out why he did that.
Right.
And I think
Okay.
he has the wrong idea of God's purpose for us. And
What do you feel like
I
his
just feel like
idea of
he's,
that is?
his idea is of being successful and always being on top. That's always been
Okay, so
who
he
he
feels
is,
that
and now.
financially and all this stuff, that's kind of what he feels that our purpose is here to be financially successful and to do you feel like he's focused on like gathering material items and stuff like that? Do you feel like that's where he puts focus on in terms of success?
Yes, and
Okay.
being a man, and when his dad died 20 years ago, excuse me, he just shut off his heart, and
What it sounds
more or
like to
less
me is that
vowed
he's
to.
not taken time to heal. Like he's obviously not, based on what you're saying, I feel like he needs time, a break from everything that he's kind of going through, and he needs to actually focus on all the stuff that he's trying not to feel. Because often, especially during grief, we can sometimes suppress those feelings and emotions for a very long time, but everything will eventually come up to the surface, especially when we are ready to heal from it, but we have the choice either to face it and heal, or we have the choice to, what he's likely choosing to put a Band-Aid on it to drink more and to try not to feel all the things that are coming up that he doesn't feel like he's ready to handle. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I think another thing, another trigger to this was a few months ago, you know, we lost one of our best friends. You know, we've been friends since we were kids. And, you know, he, our friend, struggled with a drug addiction for years and was free of it for years. And then he just, something happened and he succumbed to it. And, you know, it's, my boyfriend's having a real, real hard time accepting it. And it's breaking my heart because I feel like he's following the same exact path and not even realizing it.
No, I completely understand. And it sounds like you're very open and supportive and you're there for him and you're loving him unconditionally. So, I mean, that those are things that you're doing naturally, which is beautiful, but you also have to recognize that you cannot heal him. You cannot make him happy. You cannot choose for him to heal. And that's sometimes the hardest part of being that in that supportive role, because you want so much to give him everything that he needs in order to overcome those challenges and to, you know, face the past and to start allowing the grief to come up, because that's what it sounds like to me is happening. The grief is kind of bubbling underneath the surface and he's really trying hard not to let it come out. You say he's very focused on that men should be men and all that. So I feel like that probably means that he does not believe it's okay to cry or have emotions and all these kind of things, right? He probably doesn't talk about his emotions at all.
Well, he does to me. I mean, he's he's completely opened his heart up to me. And, you know, he sometimes will analyze that because, it was completely unexpected and
When he was like that, though, was he sober?
What do you mean?
Like when he was opening up his heart to you and talking to you, like, do you find, like, can he do this when he's not having a lot of drinks, or can he, does he only do this after he's had a few drinks?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
Good. Okay. So it shows the capacity to understand his feelings and to acknowledge them. So that means that is there, which is a good start, but it also sounds like he's not really, really willing to move past that and move on to the actual putting the effort into healing. Have you encouraged him to see someone to speak about what he's been going through?
Yes, and I've encouraged him to remove himself from certain, you know, environments and people. And he just sort of kind of goes back and forth. I think he's gotten to the point where, I don't know, honestly, I just feel like something happened this week that's kind of pushed him over the edge and has really caused him to close up. And he's gone back and forth, you know, from day to day with his
feelings.
Like
his moods,
you know,
mean, or, okay.
Well,
so
like
has he been expressing
processes,
more anger?
Like, no, I mean, it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be this way anymore. But then, you know, he'll start drinking. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
well, it sounds like he's reaching his own
breaking
point, though. He acknowledges that he doesn't want to be this way. He doesn't want to feel this way anymore, but he doesn't have the tools to actually work past it, is what it sounds like.
Right. Right.
So my next question would be, what do you feel, if you had the choice, if you could make up the decision for him, what would you feel would be the next step for him right now?
I think the next step for him would be to eliminate the people in his life and the environments he's around and focus on, taking more part in my environment, you know, in our lives together, because we're so perfect together. You know, we're so good for each other. And, you know, I mean, I have a son and we're, you know, we're like family oriented and we have, you know, these amazing future plans and they just seem to, it just seems that this battle and these other people and these environments will just sort of put us on the backside.
Right.
And I
So it's
feel like
hard
it
for him to
caused, I
give up
feel like
whatever
he's
he had
weak to
before
it.
you. It feels like, I mean, if he's connected, are you talking
I
about
feel like he
friends
doesn't,
specifically? Okay.
friends and,
Because it can be hard for
you know,
someone to
like,
say, you know, they might not realize that that might be a toxic environment. You might see that, but you know, if he's in it and that's his, you know, reality, it's going to be hard for him to just say, well, I'm just not going to do this anymore, right? So it you got to maybe focus more on encouraging him to take the time he needs for himself, and then something like that would be kind of more of a natural process as he starts to heal. Because obviously, we start to heal and grow and you know, kind of get through the healing process. Those kind of relationships, which you might view as an, you know, kind of an outsider from that group of people as being toxic or not good for him, it would naturally kind of they would naturally kind of disengage the more he healed on his own. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's hiding his battle from these people. So it's not necessarily that I believe these people are toxic to him. Like, I don't think that they're bad for him. They're good people, you know, but I just feel like he's not honest about his true battle that he's facing, and but he is to me, and it's
Right.
having those
Well, if these are
other
good people,
people
though, wouldn't you
around, I
want him to
feel
be
like makes
around
it.
some people that are supportive? You know, if they're good people and you're saying that they're not
I would.
toxic, they're not encouraging, not enabling him with regards to his drinking issue, then
They're.
why do you feel like
Well, they're
being separate
enabling
from
him
them would
without
help?
realizing. They're enabling him without realizing they're enabling him because they don't realize that it's a problem.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. I'm just kind of trying to understand. So, have you maybe talked to any of these friends to see, you know, because the bigger the support, the better, right? You want him to be supported by as many people that care about him as possible. So, you know, I don't know where you guys are in terms of thinking about the potential for an intervention. Obviously, people around him would notice if he's if his behaviors are changing. They might not, maybe you don't think they've noticed this, but chances are they do if they've known him for a long time and they know him well. But maybe they just, again, like you don't exactly know where to go from here. I mean, it is difficult. It's a very difficult situation when someone you love is you kind of watch them doing this to themselves and they're not ready yet to face it. And everyone around them is more than willing to offer their love and assistance and support, but until that person is ready, you can't force it, right? So you have to ask yourself, what am I willing to do with regards to the situation? I mean, you can have you been honest with him about saying, okay, you know, I've noticed your drinking is getting me a little out of hand. It's gone from, you know, a few nights a week or whatever to whatever it is right now. I need to know what I can do to help you and, you know, see where that goes. Have you been trying to talk to him about it at all?
Yes, I mean we've talked about it a lot. I mean we've talked about it a lot, and
So does he acknowledge that he drinks too much?
yes, oh yes. I mean,
So he
even you know the other night, I mean I've been praying to God, you know, for guidance and for help and you know giving him the strength and whatever is possible. And on that night, he, you know, during the day, he was like, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, I want my life back. I want to be happy again. And that night, he went to the bar and had way too much to drink and almost got arrested. And he's gotten in trouble before enough times to, you know, if he gets in trouble one more time, he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life. And he almost
Okay.
got arrested. I mean, where he called me and said, can you come get my dog in the morning? I'm going to jail. And, you know, by the grace of
Okay.
God, they let him go. And it really, really rattled him. And then the next morning, you know, before 11 o'clock, he had a drink. And
Right. Well, it sounds, I mean, obviously, like, there's a few things that come to my mind, and kind of what I'm hearing from spirit right now, too, is that sometimes when our bodies are very much out of balance, It's almost like obviously he craves it. So one route obviously is to talk to, say, someone like a natural doctor, someone who could help him get his body back in balance so that he's not craving it anymore. He doesn't need it anymore. But the other, on the other same token, is that alcohol is obviously very readily accessible to him. So the idea of rehabilitation might be the best thing for him, to get him away from that situation, away from that environment, so that he doesn't have the opportunity. You know, he knows in his mind, intellectually, he doesn't want to drink anymore, but physically he's unable to stop himself at this point. So is it a possibility for him to enter into a program, do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't
be
possible.
I would make some calls. I would look online. I would see what's available to you, and you know, what do you think that, you know, talking with him, seeing if he's open to the idea. I mean, he obviously has the drive and the idea that he doesn't want to continue this way, but he obviously needs the support and the tools to do so. And unfortunately, I mean, as try as you will, you can't provide that for him. You can't take him away from that environment. You can't, you know, provide him with a completely alcohol-free environment and the support and the counseling and all the stuff that he would need to gain the coping tools and mechanisms and skills so that he can handle, you know, facing what he has to face with a sober mind. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm struggling the most with, I feel like he's, like I'm probably the only real support system that he has, you know, with complete unconditional love and understanding. And I feel like he's trying to eliminate me from his life.
Well, obviously, I don't know what he's feeling about this, but I mean, sometimes people will push those away that they, you know, that they know are kind of hope change, and you're clearly hoping for a big change in this. So he'll likely, you know, spend time with those who accept him as he is, because you love him unconditionally, but they're still, you know, you do want things to change. So there is that. You have to think about where he's viewing this from. You know, you say he's not open and honest with his friends about it, but chances are he's not really feeling like he needs to be. You know, it's his personal life. He doesn't have to, you know, if he's not asking them to, you know, pay his bills or anything like that, then he really doesn't have an obligation to tell the people in his life what's going on. It would be better, I understand, because then you'd have other people to talk with about it. You'd have more support, I think, is what you feel like you need too, which is why I think getting into a program might be the best way, because then he's able to be honest with people that don't know him, that can give him the tools that he needs to learn how to cope with everything. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that you, I mean, I wish I could give you just this magical potion and say, okay, everything's going to be all better, but he has to want it. He has to choose healing. And you can't force it on him. You can't choose it for him. You have to choose for yourself what is right for you and your son. And, you know, the healthiest, best way for you guys to move forward, giving your boyfriend options and, you know, not pushing him to make a choice or, you know, giving him ultimatums or anything like that, you know, just being there, but also saying, well, you know, this is affecting our life. This is affecting our relationship. We do need to make decisions about how we're going to move forward. Just being open and honest about where you stand so that it doesn't blindside him when the time comes where it might just be too much for you. So I would say look into, you know, look online, call. I mean, usually most cities have places where, you know, like addiction foundations and stuff like that. You can call them and ask for help, local resources. There's probably things that are even local to you that you could, you know, consider, day programs and stuff. There's always something. There's so much help out there. And it sounds like that's what he needs, is support from those who have the training that they that he would need to be able to get through this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to remember, it's not all on you. The responsibility is not on you to save him or to stop him from being a certain way. The responsibility isn't on you to make him happy or to change. The responsibility you have is to obviously love and support him, but also to love and support yourself and your son and make sure that your needs are being met, and that you're not sacrificing yourself and your future for, you know, anything that's not going to resonate with you, you know, you obviously don't want to continue on this way, but you have to be very open and honest with yourself as well as with him about what you need next. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Melissa.
Yes,
I really hope that talking about it has given you some ideas about how to move forward. And hopefully, I'm praying that he will choose healing and put himself into a program or at least get in touch with people that can help him gain the skills he needs to cope with all the things that he's going through. Because, you know, with his father passing and his friend and everything else, that's many years of, you know, unreleased feelings and unaccepted, you know, emotions that haven't really been fully dealt with. I mean, the emotions are still very raw, it sounds like, which is why he needs to do what he does to, in order to cope through it. So I really hope and pray for you both and for your son so that you guys can move to a place of better balance and healing, okay?
Okay. Do you feel as though, or I mean, maybe do my guides feel as though, you know, something has happened that he doesn't feel good about?
I can't answer that because that would mean connecting with his energy, and I don't have permission to do that. I never connect with somebody's energy unless I have permission. It would be like, you know, tattling on someone that isn't even aware that that they're being connected with, and so I can't do that. But I would say the guidance that comes through is that you need to trust your instincts. You know, and you feel something has happened. So you have to encourage him that you feel this way, and say intuitively, I feel like something's happened, and I would like to help you through it. I'm here for you when you're ready to talk about it. And that's really all you can do, because you can't force it out of him. So trust your instincts, trust your intuition, and just be open and honest as possible. Okay, Melissa?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
So many blessings to you. You're welcome. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. It's such a difficult situation, and my heart goes out to her and her family. I mean, as much as I wish I could just, you know, I take my responsibility as a medium very seriously. I will not connect with people who haven't given me permission to connect with them. So sometimes during a reading, someone might say, oh, well, can you tell me about my parent or my child? You know, and I understand, because it's with love. You want to know, is there anything I can do to help them? How can I make them happier? How can I do this? I understand that. I completely understand that. But, you know, much like we like our own personal privacy while we're here in the physical body, I feel the same way about, you know, our energy and all that. We don't just connect with whoever we want to connect with. It's very much something that needs to be given permission for. So that's just how I feel about that. Let's take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Melvin, how are you, Melvin?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And are you calling to ask about guidance today, or do you have a question?
I have a question about a relationship, a female that I'm interested in, and I just want to see what, you know, what's going through her head.
Did you listen to what I was just saying about how I can't connect with people's energy that haven't given me permission?
Oh, no, I didn't do that, but I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's okay. So, go ahead.
Well, could you just look into, see what's coming up for me financially? Any unexpected money or a new job or anything? Whatever you can.
Okay, well, okay. I'll see what
Whatever.
I pick up, Melvin. But again, like our guides will only give us what they can. Sometimes things are meant to be kind of, I don't want to say a secret, but it's like if they give us all the answers beforehand, we'll never have any surprises in life. But I'm happy to connect and see what comes up for you, okay?
Okay.
Try to relax.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, Melvin, so when I connect with your energy, the first things I'm feeling are, I feel some, irritation in the digestive tract. So that tells me that there's sometimes a lot of stress and worry, and this is where you carry it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling with this, Melvin, is that there's a lot of, okay. So as your guides are coming forward, I do feel that there are many times, like, it's hard for you to let go of situations. I feel like you really want to know the answers, and it's hard for you not to dwell on what's kind of, so like replaying things in your mind and kind of going, oh, did I say too much? Did I not say enough? You know, things like that. Okay. And so what I'm feeling with you is that, well, the words I'm hearing right now are, is everything in its own time. With regards to a relationship, it feels like the person that you're talking about, it feels like it's very, like, very new. It feels like it's just kind of starting. So I feel like you need to let it grow. Without worrying too much about what she's thinking, I feel like you need to let it grow. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. It does.
Okay, good. And with regards to, like, jobs and money and all that, I mean, I'm not a fortune teller. I don't usually pick up stuff like that, but I can ask and see what they have to say about it. Well, the thing I keep hearing from your guides, and they're all kind of coming forward at the same time saying this, is, like, again, everything in its own time. It feels like for you that things, you would like things to move much more quickly than they are in many areas of your life, whether it's healing or relationships or jobs and all this kind of stuff. And what I'm feeling is a lot of this has to do with the life lesson of patience and letting things be, because I feel like you're trying to always think about how you can do more and increase the chances of things going better. But what I feel like is that you have a hard time enjoying what actually is happening in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what I feel like they're just encouraging you is to, you know, okay, it's like we've gotten this far, so let's enjoy it for a minute before we start worrying about the next 10 steps. So what I feel is it's just a lot of love and encouragement from your guides to kind of hold back and just kind of take stock of what's going on right now and be very mindfully aware of what you are experiencing at this time. Because I do feel that you're, it feels like they have me smiling, which tells me that this is a time, you know, you could be smiling more, you could be happier, you could really enjoy the good things that are kind of coming to you at this time and not be worried about all the things that you can't control. So I do feel like right now, try to let go a bit more, try to relax and enjoy the process, because I do feel like things are progressing very nicely right now. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Melvin. So I hope that you'll take this information from your guides and just remember when you start to overthink or, you know, kind of analyze things a bit that, okay, everything is, you know, everything in its own time, everything's going to be fine. I just have to breathe. I have to relax. I have to let it go. And if you kind of remind yourself of this, it'll be easier for you not to feel that stress so much in the tummy, because I feel like that is something that kind of comes up for you quite a bit. And it's time to remember that everything so far, I mean, it hasn't been all roses and sunshine, I know, but I do feel like Everything has been working out the way it needed to for your best interest, your highest good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, but I didn't know, like, yeah, it makes sense about me being more patient and just trusting spirit and knowing my life is going to get better.
Yes, absolutely. So try to have that trust. Try to, you know, when things get tough, think of it as an opportunity to grow. Think of it as a temporary. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's like if it gets tough for a little bit, you know, that's life. It will be temporary, and then, you know, we'll get through it. So try to remember that and remind yourself. And I feel like, again, I feel a lot of positive energy moving forward for you. So try to remember that and focus on all the good things and be grateful for what is actually happening, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, Melvin, you're welcome. I really hope that you have a great weekend and so many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, yes, I really wish sometime, I mean, it's one of the things that come up during readings too a lot. It's like, well, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? We have to remember that we didn't come here to know all of the answers beforehand. Sometimes we can be told little glimpses of certain things, as long as it's not going to affect our life lessons or the potential for us to learn something from an experience. So, you know, sometimes I don't get to pick and choose who gets to know what. Sometimes it's just, okay, yeah, I'm getting this information, I'll give it to you, and that's great. Other times it's like, you know, it's like a brick wall and I can't get past it. And that tells me that there's no way that they're going to tell me, because you can't know ahead of time. So we have to remember that we tend to want to know all of the things, but I think subconsciously we really don't want to know, because if we knew everything beforehand, then what would be the point? We wouldn't get to experience in the moment, because we know, oh, well, I'm going to have this in 5 years, and I'm going to have that in 10 years, and, you know, it's going to be this way in 20 years. You know, you want to experience life firsthand in the moment without focusing on, you know, everything that you know or feel it might be coming up. So I'm going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy. Hello? Hello?
Hi, are you still there, Cindy?
Hello? Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
I don't know what happened. This is the first time this has ever happened to me, but my call got disconnected and I had to call back in and all that. So I apologize about the confusion. I have no idea why that happened. All right. So sorry about that, Cindy, but are you calling to receive a message or do you want to ask about some guidance today?
Just a message.
Okay. Anything in particular, or you just kind of want to see what's up?
About relationship.
Okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy, Cindy, and we'll see what comes up for you. Again, as I've been saying throughout the whole show, if it's something that they cannot provide for you because it's a life lesson, then they'll probably talk about something else. But we can always see.
Right.
So I just want you to relax, Cindy, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth as I connect with your energy. Okay, Cindy. So the first thing I'm noticing, I'm noticing two things predominantly as I connect with your energy. The first is a tension in my head. So this tells me that either you're prone to tension headaches or issues around the face there, or you're a classic overthinker. And so I feel like that's, it feels like it's quite tense though. So I'm going to say you probably get headaches at some point. As well as I felt like a fluttering in my heart right away when I started connecting with you, which is my sign for like being excited, kind of unsure, nervous energy, but also excited. So it feels like with regards to relationships, you probably have someone in mind right now, or you're just really focused on that aspect of your life. Does that all make sense so far?
Yes, it definitely does. And I have my heart set on someone.
Okay, there it is. Okay, Cindy. So I do feel one of your guides coming forward to give advice about this. Did you want to know about them a bit? Did you listen how I view guides?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the guide coming forward for you today is your guide of compassion. And she's showing herself as female vibration. Guides of compassion help us with our lessons on self-love, patience, forgiveness, all of that kind of fun stuff. Okay. And yours is showing herself as a female vibration. And I feel like she's got a very, okay, she's one of the ones I see sometimes. She's got like this very Celtic Irish vibration. And she's got this like long, sometimes it'll be like reddish or blondish hair, but she's showing herself as, she said she's kind of funky in the fact that she's got like colored hair. It's all like rainbow colors and stuff like that. So this is really neat for me anyway, because I like to see the differences in the guides. And I feel like she's got like this very mischievous smile, but she's very kind eyes, and she's just got like this like big round cheeks as she smiles. And okay, and she's got wearing this long beautiful green dress, kind of, and like a cloak over it, as I sometimes see them. And I feel like her name is what's your name, Christina? I feel like her name is Christina. Okay, so Christina's coming forward today, Cindy, and I feel like she's, okay, yeah, so would you, again, I'm feeling that like fluttering in my heart, so it tells me that yeah, so we're really feeling this. I don't, again, I can't connect with the other person's energy, so I'm not going to know what they're feeling, but what I feel with regards to how you're feeling, the guidance that's coming through regarding this is about, okay, so what Christina's telling me is that you tend to feel this way, but you probably aren't verbalizing it too much right now. Does that make sense?
It does, and I've just recently verbalized it, but I still feel that way.
But yeah, but very, like, it feels like you think you verbalized it. I don't know what you said, but it feels like it could have been said in an even more very obvious way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm feeling with Christina is that she's saying, if you, Okay. I can feel there's hesitancy as well. So you're kind of like, if I put myself out there too much, then they're really going to know how I feel. And then I don't know how they're going to respond. So what I'm feeling is that sometimes it's like we just have to kind of bite the bullet and say, okay, this is everything. This is everything I have to say. All the cards are on the table and the ball's in your court. And sometimes, even if it doesn't turn out the way we hope it will, that experience alone can really be it's like cataclysmic in our lives. It can really help shape who we are as we go along. So I feel very positive energy around this, though. I mean, again, I can't say what that person's going to choose or not choose, but I do feel like they need to be made more aware of how you really feel. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so with Christina as well, she's saying no. Okay. Okay. So I feel like a lot of the emphasis is on the outcome. It's like, okay, is it going to turn into this? Is it going to turn into that? Is, you know, what's going to happen? I feel like right now a lot of focus needs to be on yourself too, where you're kind of saying, well, what am I doing? You know, what kind of energy am I putting out there? What am I doing to make sure I'm in the best possible place to work on this relationship or to, you know, kind of be the kind of person I would want to be with, you know? So she's encouraging you to think about yourself and where you are at and what you're doing at this time to encourage the kind of relationship that you're hoping for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so I feel like this is also going to be very helpful for you, regardless of the outcome, because it'll give you the knowledge about yourself and the knowledge about your path that you would need in order to invite the kind of energy you're looking for into your path. You know, and when I say that, it means that to, you know, encourage or to have the energy out there for the kind of people you want in your life, the kind of people that you're hoping to meet. Although, again, I do feel you're very focused on one. And I mean, I'm very much hoping for you, but she's not giving me like a yes or a no, which of course I've already explained that they can't if it's going to affect our life lessons. And of course, the free will choices, they can't, always say, well, yes, this person's going to choose this or that, because that would completely negate the idea of free will, which we do have here. So
right.
What Christina is also saying, though, is she's reminding you of self-care, because I do feel that there's the tendency to overlook how you're feeling, and it feels like you need to kind of be more aware of what's going on in your own, you know, with your energy, with your physical body and all that kind of stuff. It feels like you try to not focus too much attention on that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so I feel like focusing on that too, being very honest about yourself, how you're feeling, you know, kind of, it just kind of do like they have me, I know that I'm on the radio and you guys can't see anything that I'm doing, but when I'm talking to you, I do a massive amount of hand gestures, which I don't actually do when I talk to people when I'm not connected. But what she has me doing, if you could see this, is like going from like my head all the way to my toe. And it's like, it's like a body scan. Like, okay, am I good here? Am I good there? It feels like she's encouraging you to just be very, made more aware of how you're feeling on the inside, especially with regards to how you handle your like nervous or anxious energy. Because I do feel like, despite the excitement that I feel, which I again feel attribute that to the potential relationship, I do feel like there's a lot of nervous energy in like your upper tummy and in your chest. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so she's encouraging you to breathe more, because I feel like when you get really excited or nervous or anxious, you're a shallow breather. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if you get dizzy already, but I mean, that could be also that tension I was feeling in the head. So just breathing, trying to breathe better and deeper and longer, and to remember that, you know, there's no rush, because I feel like you might have the tendency to rush certain things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
Cindy. Good. Well, I really hope that you've enjoyed this connection with your wonderful guide of compassion, Christina. She's lovely. And I feel like, again, just remember to speak from the heart and speak your truth. Don't hold back. Okay. I know that can be difficult,
okay,
but that's what she's reminding you of. Okay. So good luck with all of that and many blessings to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. I like when guides come forward and they're just like, here's so much information. I just love that. I never know when I connect with somebody what was going to come through for them. Sometimes you might hear mediums say, oh, I've been, you know, feeling this all day. I'll sometimes feel things all day, or, you know, depending on the spirit. If there's a loved one that really wants to come through and they're kind of like, I'm not going to miss this chance, I might hang out with them for the day. There's a few times when I've had, you know, they know that they're loved one is going to have a reading later in the day, and they'll be like hanging out, and I'll be driving my car, and they're like, oh, that's nice music and stuff like that. And so that's always fun. But I, as a rule, I don't tend to hang out with the spirits beforehand because, well, I still have a life to lead here and, you know, be in the physical world, but it happens from time to time. So I don't know, usually right before I connect with somebody's energy, what's going to come through for them. So it's always a fun surprise for me too, especially when you hear me talk about guides, because as I've developed more and more, the guides have been kind of evolving in the sense that they're giving me more information and providing further explanations about how they work with us, how they help us, what their role is, how they train to become guides and all of this stuff, which has been very immensely helpful, especially in trying to help others connect with their guides. So let's take another caller now. Hi, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm okay. I am concerned regarding finding employment. I'm still working hard to submit my applications everywhere that seems feasible. I have quite a bit of experience in call center for medical insurance, but I would even love to be the lady behind the counter accepting copays in a hospital environment. Do you see me getting work soon, and will it be permanent?
Okay, well, I'm happy to connect and see what happens. I've connected with you before, right? Pretty sure?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, and I don't think that they've ever given any, like, definite, like, oh, you're going to get this one or anything like that. So chances are they're not going to give me much more today, simply because if they weren't giving it then, chances are, it has to do with a life lesson. But I'm always happy to connect and see what they have. So just relax, Wendy, and then I will connect with your energy. Okay. Okay, and so I don't usually remember much after I've connected with somebody. I don't really remember usually unless they remind me. But I feel like before when we've connected, a lot of emphasis that your guides came when they were talking to you had a lot to do with your own personal healing, and you felt like you really couldn't focus time on that because you really needed the financial income, right? Is that kind of where we were at last time?
Right. It's becoming extremely urgent that I start bringing in a paycheck.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, okay, well, whether this is an idea or this is from your guides, I keep hearing temporary. What about temporary work, you know, where you can go in and do your day's job and then keep looking for work on top of that? I feel like it might be best for you at this time to focus on that. Would that work for you? Have you applied at any temporary agencies or anything like that?
Actually, I've received a few phone calls, and I apply for temporary jobs as well. Sometimes there's an option that it may turn into permanent. So, yes, I'm very flexible on that.
Right. So I don't know if they're talking about temporary jobs as it is, like in terms of interviewing for those, or actually going with some sort of agency for the time being. It feels like, because then you get a call and, you know, okay, I'm going here today, and you'd have a choice of the jobs they're going to take and stuff like that. I feel like for the time being, and I know you want something permanent and all that, but I'm not feeling it just simply because I feel like it has a lot to do with your life lessons. And it does require some level of focus on your own path first in terms of healing, because I know that you've had losses in your life and you're still kind of going through that. And I feel like that opportunity to have the time to heal and work on yourself isn't going to disappear simply because you want it to, right? So what I'm feeling for you, Wendy, is that look for more immediate options in terms of, you know, making sure that you can pay your rent or your mortgage and all that stuff, have food on the table. But then in terms of permanent options, I feel like it's going to come again after you've focused on your own personal healing. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand that, but I guess my point of view is that I'm very functional, and I know my work ethic, so I know it's important to benefit whatever employer I have. So,
I know, but see, but from the spiritual side of things, I mean, we get what we need, not what we want. So I know you want a job, and you really, I mean, I know that, I know you need it, but what they're telling you that you really need is to focus on your healing, and you're saying that you're functional, that absolutely, I don't feel that you're not, but emotionally and everything else, I feel like they're very much encouraging you to work on this. It's your choice, obviously. But I do feel like for the time being, it has a lot to do with what you're, you know, your how you're spending your time. You know, you have the time to look for a job, do the interviews, but then there's downtime where you can focus on, you know, getting back in touch with your feelings and getting, you know, getting in touch with your physical self, making sure that you're doing everything you can to be as healthy and as balanced as possible. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Okay, you're so welcome, Wendy. And I wish you all the luck in the world. I really hope you find what you're looking for very soon, okay?
Do you have any messages from my beloved brother David or my mother and father?
I can connect. I'll see if there's anything coming through. Okay, well, we're only going to have time for one spirit today, so I do feel a male vibration coming forward, and I'm going to describe him, and you let me know if you recognize him, okay? I do feel that, I don't feel he was very old when he passed. I feel like, I don't know if, like, I'm kind of hearing middle age, but I don't feel like he was, definitely not over, I don't feel like he was over 60. I feel like around that, I feel like with him that
he was,
okay, so I, yeah, so I feel like, are we talking about your brother David? Is that who you think it is?
Yes, no.
Okay. Actually, okay. So I do feel with him that he had a lot of difficulties while he was here. I do feel like, and I just want to make sure that I am bringing forward David before you say absolutely. I want to make sure that I bring forward enough information about him so that you feel confident that this is your brother. I don't remember if you ever said before the circumstances from his passing, but I do feel like a lot of it had to do with him kind of choosing, for lack of a better word. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel with him is that he's, besides all of that, I do feel like he's the kind of person, though, he's got a lot of love for you. And what I feel is that he was somebody who could really be relied on to be like, he was someone who really cared about you and someone who was very protective. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, but he pushed me out of his life emotionally several years ago.
Well, I feel what I'm hearing from him is that was to protect you. Does that make sense to you? He felt like he was protecting you by not being as available to you. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not quite sure what he means by that, but I know that he was very unhappy.
Yes. Well, what I'm hearing from him, and I do feel this is your brother, so I'm going to go forward with his message. I do feel like he's saying that at the time, he says, based on how he felt at the time, he didn't want to drag you into his storm, is what I hear. I don't know if you knew all of the things he was going through, but it feels like he did try to kind of hide you from it or, like, keep it from you so that you wouldn't know how he felt or that it wasn't, you know, not that he didn't trust you, but I feel like he didn't want to put you through that. He says, you've already been through so much. And what I'm also feeling with that is that he really wants you to know that he loves you very much. And I do see, like, a couple, I do see lots of spirits behind him and all that. So I do feel there's a lot of loved ones there that are kind of giving him that energy, that love and that support. And I do feel like he wants you not to, he says, don't worry about it. Please don't worry about it. Because I feel like this has to do with all the things that you're focusing on and your stress. Because I feel like he's saying that everything is going to be okay. So I know that this message has come through, I think, for you before, not from him directly, but I feel like a lot of it has to do with letting go of the outcome and just knowing that they are there for you. They're doing everything they can to help you. And he wants you to know that he's very, the words I'm hearing are, he's so very grateful and lucky to have a sister like you. He says he sees how much now, how much you did to help him and how much you loved him. So I feel like he's kind of saying sorry for, you know, putting you through everything, but he really wants to know that he loves you and he's there for you. And I feel like he's doing everything he can from where he is to make sure that things, your load is lessened, I feel, is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense, Wendy?
Yes, that does. And I certainly love my beloved brother David and my mother and father forever. And I just hope that I was a good daughter and sister.
Well, I feel nothing but love for you and from them. And I do feel, although I don't have the time to connect with your parents too, I do see a couple in the back and they're kind of waving. So I feel like they're just sharing all their love for you. And you just need to know and carry that with you as you continue on, okay? I want to wish you all
Thank
the blessings
you.
In the world, Wendy, okay? So take care.
Thank you. Have a beautiful
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, I'm so sorry for all the callers I did not get to today. I am going to take a few weeks off. It's summer, and I'm going to try and enjoy it. So I'll play some recorded shows, but I will be back at the very end of July, I believe, July 30th, and I'll be taking more of your calls. Happy to help with guidance and connecting with your loved ones and spirit guides. So many blessings of love and peace to each of you. Thanks for joining us today.